Well, every year our church takes a Sunday to focus on peace. It's an important part of who we are as Mennonites in the Anabaptist stream of faith. We are followers of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And I appreciate being asked by the Evangelism, Peace, and Service Commission of our church to preach on this Peace Sunday. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. He approached from the Mount of Olives, which is a hill overlooking Jerusalem. And Luke 19, 41 and 42 tells us that when Jesus saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, only you, had known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." If Jesus were here looking out over this congregation today, at you and at me and at all of us, would he say the same thing? If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes? Is it hidden? Or do you know what brings peace in your heart and in your relationships? And does our community know? Does our country know what brings peace? And what kind of peace was Jesus talking about? Was he talking about a peace in our hearts? Or was he talking about a political peace or a national peace? Well, Jesus goes on to say this about Jerusalem. "The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Jesus is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, which occurred in the year AD 70, about 40 years after Jesus spoke this, when there was a Jewish revolt against Roman rule, and the Romans came in and crushed the rebellion. A violent rebellion against Rome was the way that many thought was the way to peace. Instead, it brought death and destruction. Some who welcomed Jesus that day with palm branches and cloaks on the ground hoped he would be the Messiah who would lead that rebellion against Rome. And so Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, not a war horse, as a Messiah who offered peace, but not a peace that is pursued through violence. So what is it about peace that was hidden from their eyes, or might be hidden from our eyes? We'll look at the answer after a song.